This is Avis Berman speaking with Jennifer Bartlett on June 18, 1987 in Soho. So why don't you start with your reciting your full name and your exact birth date?
My full name, well, this is very confusing. I guess my full name would be Jennifer Ann Losh Bartlett Carrier. But what's on my passport is Jennifer Bartlett. And what else am I supposed to recite?
Birth date.
Oh, March 14th, 1941.
Okay. Now, also, how about...
Are these just for taping? Is that the way that they're presented, or are they as transcripts?
They'll be transcribed, and you can have a copy, and you can also correct any or edit anything you want. So
okay.
Get it. Well, it's not published or anything unless you say. Now, what was your mother's maiden name?
Joanne Proctor Chaffee.
Mm-hmm. And your father's name was Edward?
Edward Coltman Losh.
Mm-hmm. This is the easy part. And what was their background?
My mother's family, my mother was born in Washington, D.C. And her father used to manage, I believe, the old Congressional Hotel in Washington, D.C., where the Secretary of State and his family would live, where different senators would live. So he was a hotel man. And his wife was a teacher. And then they moved. I don't know what happened. Either he lost his job or something, and they moved to California, where he managed for a while what's now the Beverly Hills Hotel. What's the one that's with the polo lounge?
Yes, that's
yeah,
it.
The Great Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And then something happened there, but he died very, very young. And I think that his wife, my grandmother, stopped teaching in fury at the lack of insurance, and that my mother, who was being educated as a fashion illustrator, a commercial artist at Chouinard, supported her mother probably, most of her adult life. And my father's background, I never knew what my grandfather did. He had by the time I knew my grandfather, they were all from Idaho Falls, Idaho. And his mother's father was a telegrapher who did die, as in history of the universe, of a strangulated hernia. And I never knew my great-grandmother then. So it was a Western family, and they moved to California. And I think my grandfather, before I knew him, that they were very poor, and he worked in a shipyard. But then I think that they both inherited property and stocks and could live a modest life with not working. And I know that my father had wanted to be a lawyer, but the money wasn't available for his education when he was younger. And he was in the construction business. My mother, after she started having children, stopped working in her field.
Go back to your mother. Was there a sense of, since if they lived in these very fancy hotels while they were being married, did she bring that with her as far as you were concerned? Was it a part of the family lore, the family myth?
No. One of the things that I think was rather sad about our family is there wasn't a lot. Either my mother would talk about it and my father wouldn't listen, but this happened so early in the marriage that it wasn't a part. We were more a typical Southern California family. It was not probably really close, though we spent a lot of time together and we all lived at home. So I don't know really very much about how, like, my mother was deeply sad that her father, whom she was crazy about, died, and I think her mother was a very difficult woman, a black woman.